You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Man, it was kind of close this time. I was just getting ready to go on air and had to redo everything. But unfortunately for us, we're here and you're live at WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo. A lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff has happened since we had our last show. But, of course, we have the big year-end show today. But real quick, before we continue on, my co-host is with me today. And from what I hear, she's got a few announcements that we're going to talk about in the opening. 1,000% knockout, Nicolette. Nicolette, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Fabi. Thank you so much for having me on again. And, of course, as this is our end-of-the-year show, thank you so much for bringing me in as a co-host. I definitely appreciate it.
It's funny because when we posted, you know, year-end special and we have all these people and they're like, okay, well, wait a minute. And I think what it was, they're going to be like, well, I could have voted myself if I would have known that this was going on or whatever. But the way we came up with this is just the feedback of how much we had on certain people. Far and away, you know, the pro wrestler that we have had more feedback than anybody we've ever had on. I mean, everybody was just like, oh, is this dude for real? And was that a shoot? And all this stuff. So that was one. And then, of course, the other one, our MMA / grappling person, I think there was a lot of interest just because of the stuff that he's been putting out. And you know, because he was so close. He lives close to where I do in the Long Beach area or whatever. So we kind of had so much time. And that's somebody that I go to, you know, in the grappling community or whatever. So he had the most feedback or whatever on there. So we're definitely looking.
Oh, so Bobby, you do have the winners and you know who it is. Cause it wasn't announced. I was waiting for you to do the announcement.
No.
You know who it is?
Yeah. It's going to be a surprise. Hold on a second.
Oh, great.
So at 7:15, we're going to have the pro wrestler.
Okay.
Special guest. And of course, 7:45, we'll have the MMA / grappling guest of the year on. And so I got to tell you, man, real quick before I let Nicolette do her thing, you know, we have so many people that want the WrestleBot shirts. I told you I gave away my black and orange one, which was my favorite one, but it was for Alondra Campos, who's been to every show. She goes to Lucha Libre Alliance and Inoki Dojo. She's been at the ones that we did over there in Orange County, so I had to give her that one. But real quick, Nicolette, can you explain to the people, it takes a couple of days to make the shirts, because the way we do them, you have to do a lot of, just to make that emblem, it takes a little while, but we will eventually, if you do want a shirt, we'll eventually get it to you, right?
Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah, you know, I want to give a shout out to Adrian Quest, and who's doing extremely well this year as well. He had told me a long time ago, and he always posts this, like, every now and then. He says, always have three ways of getting income. And he has a job, and now he's working with New Japan, and then he also has a side hustle, the shirt company that I recently ordered from. Remember, Fabi, you were like, does that shirt say, congrats, you ain't shit? Remember, that's his brand, right? And so I was like, you know what? People are saying it's super important to, like, be in charge of your merchandise, you know, instead of telling somebody, like, hey, can I get a shirt? Or, you know, like, man, you know, we're going to work on getting you guys some, you know, and you pay, like, what, $250 for a box of, like, five small, five medium, you know what I mean?
Right,
and, you know, you
always
get what you pay for. And so I think, let's see, COVID hit in March, and I think in February I kind of ordered, or, like, in January, I ordered my own system to make my own shirts. And I started off, and, you know, and then I think in April your WrestleBot show started, and somebody drew you up a logo, and we were like, hey, like, let's see if we can start putting that on shirts. And it turned out amazing, and even Kevin Kleinrack was like, hey, can I get one of those for my wife? And we sent it for his wife, and he's like, my daughter stole it. So it was super popular and everything. But, yeah, it does take a lot of work. It's like one day to print out everything and to print it in a different color, to put away your system, and then to get the shirt, iron the shirt, press it out on the shirt, package it, and then mail it the next day. So it does get out to you, but it does take a while. But it's cool, though, because when Fabi is like, hey, I need a shirt for this person, I want in this size. Hey, I want a muscle tank top, I want in this size. Cool, we have everything that we need to do. We could do that for you, you know? Fabi's like, hey, I want it on a bag. I want it on a flag. You know, sure, yeah. And it goes anything. These are all these women. For the girls who are listening, it's these women that are on Etsy, that are on Pinterest, that can do stuff like that. And, you know, you're your own boss.
Yeah, and luckily for our people that are coming on today, Nicolette Marie was able to make them not only the shirt and some pins and stuff like that, but the WrestleBot bag, which everybody said, hey, I'd like those too. But you actually got that idea from Mariachi Loco, you know?
I did. You know what? Fabi and I went to Lucha Expo Vegas, and I read on Mariachi's Instagram like a week before we left, he said, the first people, while supplies last, if you purchase a T-shirt, it comes in this collective bag, and you can go to Peter Bregan and get your cartoon emoji drawn. At the time, Peter Bregan was working from everybody from Lucha Underground. And so Fabi and I took the time off work, and Fabi's like, you know what, we're going to share the drive. And I'm like, okay, and if anybody's ever been in the car with me, to be honest, my driving's not the best, but that's okay. So we split the drive.
But it's a straight drive, so we're
It's a straight drive, but Fabi's like, trucks are passing you. You need to go faster. But so we get on the road, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're running late. I'm like, Fabi, you got to take over. We switch at Barstow. Fabi drives in and starts to get out of the car. I'm like, I got to get one of those shirts because I want to get my picture drawn. Run up to the booth. Him and Cholo are there. And I'm like, Mariachi, can I get a shirt? And he's like, yeah, I have a bunch left. And I'm like, okay. But anyways, if somebody stamped his Mariachi, like, little dancing logo on his bag, and it's really cool, and I think I still have one. I've kept it for, like, years, you know, and I just thought that was really cool to put a design on there. And I'm like, let me see. But, yeah, of course, give credit where it's due. You're taking, you know, an idea from someone, you know, give credit. So, yeah, Mariachi had that done. I don't know through who, but he was passing those out with his bags in them, and it was awesome. All the other merchandise that I bought at Lucha Expo, I put inside that bag, so it gave him promotion. So if somebody can take our bag and can use it for their platform, we definitely appreciate it. And everybody that we've given a shirt to has always reciprocated 10 times back. People have been like, hey, I'm going to wear it to my gym. I'm going to wear it to my MMA. Hey, I'm going to wear it when I win my awards. I'm just, we've had a couple people, I know I've definitely experienced it, where people just take, and they don't give back. And that's okay. You just know that you can't do business with those people anymore, you know. But you know at the end of the day what you've bought in rights to and what you've done, and you know that that's your stock and your merchandise. So, you know, and Fabi and I go through, I'll give a shout-out to Build a Nation. That's who does all of our buttons. I have not advanced to know how to do my own buttons. I know that was something that, I don't know, Fabi, you remember Novocaine Reyes, she was doing her own buttons, so...
Right.
And when you can talk to people and communicate with people in the business, be like, hey, how do you do this? And they're like, hey, do this, mix this color together. It's so cool when everybody can lift each other up and help each other.
Yeah, and the bags almost didn't make it because we took them with us to GJ's, and my nephew wanted one, or but it's so we're like, nah, man, those are for the show. You know, we just brought them to bring some stuff and take some pictures and stuff. But the two guests that we have coming on today will definitely be getting one. Real quick, too, before we get to the big break, you know, for the people listening to us, when I was working for On the Mat, I had been working for them for 9 years, and then when this COVID hit, they kind of had to pull the plug, and Kevin Kleinrock was kind enough to say, hey, man, come over here to Lucha Central. You know, we'll definitely want to work with you and all that, and it's been doing really well. Since we've been working with them, it's went to, like, a different level. But,
yes, I agree.
Of course, you know, everybody has their regular lives, and I post up a lot on my Facebook and Instagram, and I know Nicolette Marie does too because we work a regular job. But now that it's gotten so bad, we don't have to actually go to the hospital right now, but they're sending all the cases to us because they're so crowded at the hospital that they're starting to send the cases to us. So we've been working nonstop. I didn't even think we were going to make it today, but luckily we were able to get people to cover or whatever, and we were able to make it today. So I talked to Kevin. I'm like, bro, I don't think I'm going to be able to, you know, keep doing the show because I don't want to say, hey, yeah, we're going to do this and then not have it. And he's like, don't worry about it. He goes, if you want to just tape it and we can put it out. Are you having a party over there? What are you doing over there, Nicolette Marie?
No, this is nothing on my end. I feel like I can hear it on your end.
Yeah, what, is that me? I don't know where that background noise is coming from.
Hey,
but anyway.
I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, and for the people listening at home, that is true. Yeah, Fabi and I both do work at a hospital. We do have we're in two different departments. But like I said, though, we both have our side hustles, and Fabi has another podcast. Fabi's training on the mat. If he's not training on the mat, he's training in the ring. I'm not training on the mats. I don't train jiu-jitsu or anything like that. But I didn't want to do this for clickbait, so I didn't announce it, you know, anywhere, and I wanted everybody to listen to the show first. But unfortunately, this is our last show of the year, and unfortunately, this is going to be my last Tuesday show of the year. When I came to Wrestle Boss, Fabi was having a couple of different female co-hosts, guests on and stuff too, and then somebody had pitched the idea, why don't you put Nicolette Marie on? And at the time, I didn't have too much fun. Yeah, and I went ahead and came on, and then we had some people work with us, and they were like, hey, once you put on Nicolette Marie, they didn't know that Fabi and I were related, they were like, your ratings went up by 54%. And Fabi was like, hey, he's like, can you stay? And I was like, yeah, I'd be more than happy to come on every Tuesday. And when I came on, one of the first things I had said was, one door had closed for me at the time, and I didn't think that I was going to be working a lot of shows, and another door had opened. A tag team had picked me up, and it kind of looks like we came to that time again where another door is closed, but another one is open. So I'm unfortunately going to be kind of busy on the weeknights, so I'm not going to be able to do the show anymore. And I'm so thankful, though, for everybody that I was able to work with this year, the guests I got to meet. But I am going to be back, and see, I didn't want to say this because I was like, I'm going to be able to be available in 9 months from now, and I didn't want people to be like, oh my gosh, you're pregnant? No, Fabi and I are both young. No, we don't do that. Yeah. No. That's what I always tell Fabi. I'm like, you're forever young. You know what I mean? Like, we see these people that are just struggling that have children, like grandkids. Like, I couldn't look at Fabi and be like, you're a grandfather. I just think that's so weird. Anyways, though, but
yeah.
You guys will definitely see us at live events. I can do everything on the weekends. If WrestleBoss has a live podcast on the weekend, I'll be there. Hopefully we can go back to Paul's Photo to go do a photo shoot. I'd love to go back to there. Any Lucha shows that are working on the weekends, I'll be there. But I just, unfortunately, this is going to be my last show tonight for the podcast.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to work to keep it going. I've talked to, you know, who has been, everybody's been wanting me to get back on is Candy Girl. But same thing with her. She's got her regular job, and she's got things going on too. So we can't get her on a nail her down to a specific day or whatever. So we're gonna keep it moving because I've got a lot more MMA and grappling jiu-jitsu people that are interested that want to, you know, they want to use us as a vehicle to get their stuff out there. So we're definitely gonna keep moving. And of course, you know, got to give props to Kevin Kleinrock because he's willing to work with me. He's like, hey man, don't, if you want to do this, if you want to tape on this day and we'll put it out on this day, you know, we're more than happy to do that. So it all depends on when this COVID crap is over. Once this COVID stuff is done, then we can start heading to some of these dojos and some of these pro wrestling training places and do some live stuff. And we could put that out on the Tuesday or the Wednesday that they want to. And plus we'll have some video and all that. So it's just once this COVID crap is all over, we'll be able to get it to where we want to get it. So
Bobby, I
think it's just a matter of time.
Fabi, I have to go back to go join you when you go do live shows because I noticed that one of the people that was in your nominees for favorite MMA grappler pro wrestler was Marvin and Giovanni Varela. And remember,
yes,
we had them on WrestleBoss, and I asked the dad, I was like, I know that you have a really nice Hummer. I was like, if we do a podcast, can I go take pictures in front of your Hummer? And he was like, yes, you can. He's like, you can drive my Hummer. And I was like, awesome, I won't do that, but I want to take pictures of your car. He's like, yeah, of course you can. So, yeah, that's just the thing, guys. And, you know, if Fabi and I are going to go in different directions, but we're going to be there, you know, live shows again, like I said. But they always say, you know, if you're going to make moves
right
in 2021, just do it. Don't say it. You know, there's always going to be those people that are going to try to, you know, knock you down. Like I said, people are going to be like, so why weren't you booked? You know, and it's not anything like that. You just get different people booked. Why were you stripped of the tag title? You know what? Just,
and, you know,
don't worry,
you know,
about
also,
it.
Too, the thing is we haven't been able to do any live broadcasts, and I have so much stuff. I have so many action figures to give away. I got, like, original Samoa Joes, original Chris Daniels, and stuff like that to give away, but we just haven't been able to get – everything's closed down. So once get over that, we'll be able to keep it moving. So let's go ahead and take the big break, and we'll come back, and we'll have our first pro wrestling guest of the year on with us. So we're going to get it real quick to Denise Salcedo. We'll be right back after this with our 2020 special pro wrestling guest of the year.
Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch all of the great network content this week. Get the full lineup and listen to all of our shows in the podcast network section of luchacentral.com. On Tuesdays, Mass, Max, and Mayhem takes you inside the world of Lucha Underground as they take you weekly through the series with the benefit of hindsight and the benefit of special guests from the groundbreaking series. Check out the premiere video stream every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Lucha Central YouTube channel and at luchacentral.com. Then listen to it on your favorite podcast platform every Wednesday. Tuesday nights live is WrestleBoss, where Fabi Chulo talks MMA and pro wrestling with special guest and listener call-ins. Visit WrestleBossLive.com Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific to listen live or call in with questions or download the show on podcast platforms on Wednesdays. Wednesday nights live on Facebook, it's Spanish show, La Mesa de los Margaros, giving you both the news and the chisme from around the lucha world. Special guests and a whole lot of fun make it one of the most talked about shows in Mexico. Thursdays, it's Straight Out of the Bodega with Papo Esco and PWR promoter Gabriel Ramirez, as they have guests from throughout the wrestling world pull up to give an inside look into their careers. From indie standouts to television superstars, each week brings a new name and perspective. On Friday, it's your double dose of Lucha Central weekly podcast, one in English y el otro en español. Lucha Central Weekly is where you'll find all the top stories of the week, both inside and out of the ring from Mexico and anywhere luchadores are in action across the globe. Be sure to subscribe and follow all your favorite Lucha Central Network series on your favorite podcast platforms, either by their own series name or subscribe to the Lucha Central Podcast Network show pages to get all of the shows in one easy feed. And please consider giving a rating to help more fans find the shows that you love. For now, this is Denise Salcedo signing off from Lucha Central Central. Have a great week.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. I like when we get to play that, because then people say, hey, it's a Tuesday show, it's live, and you could, you know, call in and whatever. And then they put it out on all the podcast networks on the following Wednesday, which is pretty cool because a lot of people do listen to it the next day. I remember Nicolette Marie, we were talking to Shamu, and he was going, yeah, I listen to it on the way to work or whatever. I'm like, do call in or whatever. He goes, ah, I'm on the way to work, I can't call in. But we're going to get him on. He's got stuff going on at night too, but in 2021, we're definitely going to get him on, because I've known that dude for years, and he's really upped his game. And with the shows that they've been having over there now in Orange County, they're really, I mean, they just keep going, going, going. The next show that they have out there for RJR Productions or our whatever it is, they got Wagner, Pirata Morgan, Juventud, Bacal, they got all kinds of people coming. So
the only way that I could describe that show to people that have not been, or like, what is RJR Productions, or will I go, or will I like it, is when Drew Masters said, this is a lucha card. This is really lucha. And that, if you pay your $25, you're going to see some lucha matches. Those are not, they're professional wrestling matches, but that is lucha. You're going to see Andero Dorado. You're going to see Romero.
Yes.
You're going to see, oh man, it's so amazing. Like, yeah, I totally encourage it. I love it.
And our good friend Rey León has been doing really well too. So you got to check him out. Well, let's give our first gift.
Okay.
You know, I text him, Nicolette, and hopefully he's going to go ahead and answer.
Is this a pro wrestler or the MMA fighter?
This would be our pro wrestling guest of the year.
Okay, I'm super excited.
Gino told you so, Seville Alvarez. It's Fabiano. You're live. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's going on?
It's beautiful. Real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss with Fabi Chulo, and I got my co-host, 1,000% Knockout Nicolette Marie. And before we start talking to our first guest of the year for 2020, Nicolette Marie, say hi to Seville Alvarez.
Gino, I'm so happy that you won for Pro Wrestler of the Year on WrestleBoss. That's so amazing.
I'm so excited. I'm about to throw a party right now. You guys have
You know what? It's funny.
Thank you, guys.
At the opening, we were, because we didn't want to say anything till we had him on. But when we, you know, when Nicolette Marie and I were talking and we're going to do the big end of the year show, I said, well, you know, we're not just going to pick. I'm going to see, you know, what the feedback is or whatever. And far and away, because we have the MMA grappling guest of the year coming at 7:45, there was more buzz on the two times that we had you on than almost anybody we've ever had on the show. I mean, it was, they were like, well, is this dude for real? Was that a shoot? Is he really talking smack about Ruben's haircut? Is that for real? I mean, it was just a lot of buzz. People were like, dude, is this guy for real or whatever? So real quick before we talk a little bit more, do you get that a lot? Do people go, look, man, you know, are you doing a shoot? Are you, what's up with you, man, or whatever? You get a lot of controversy like that? I know personally the few times that I've seen you work and had you work for me or whatever, you know, you could draw some heat. You could reel them in and really get them, you know, either to the promised land or everybody goes home happy. Talk a little bit about that.
Listen, I can't do anything right. If I do a promo, I've got to fight the locker room, not just the fans. I've got to fight the locker room legit. People actually think that this is the way I am, where they can't separate, you know, the person from the wrestler. So, I mean, I get it with promoters. I get it with managers and wrestlers and fans and family. It doesn't matter. I could breathe and people are pissed off. So I love it. I do it more. Every time I know it bugs them, I do it even more, including to Ruben, who still has the worst haircut of 2020. I've seen haircuts that supercuts better than that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's generated enough buzz that I'm working with two different promotions out here, and that, there's two shows that are ready to go. We're just waiting for this COVID to pass or give us the word that we can go ahead and have the shows. And one of the promoters called me and said, "Hey, did you want to bring that match over here?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." He goes, "Okay, well, let me know what it's going to take, and let's get them over here and have it." Because so it generated, even though you're in Albuquerque or in New Mexico, or whatever, it generated enough buzz that they want to see it over here. So we're seriously putting to work that idea or whatever once we get, because this promotion that I'm working with has been like really working and trying to get the show to where they want it to be. And then with this COVID, they've actually had enough time to do a little bit more and all that. So they definitely want to bring you out for that show. So we'll definitely be in touch so that we can make that happen. Unfortunately, the other promotion that I'm working with was a little bit too late, but then I'm thinking, well, maybe, you know, depending on what happens, we could do a little something and maybe, you know, go to two different cities, one in Torrance and one in LA. So we're definitely going to work that out, but it just goes to show that there's, and I think you can agree with me on this, that there's no bad publicity. It's always, you know, there's no bad, once you're out there, somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to, you know, take, "Hey, well, if I put this dude with this dude, this is going to be, well, you know what, maybe we should do this." And you getting yourself out there. Let me put it this way real quick. There's people that just shut the door in my face. I'm like, "Hey man, come on the show, man. We could promote your dojo, blah, 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 whatever." And they just totally blow me off. But then there's some people that are like, "Heck yeah, man, if I can use your show as a vehicle to get my stuff out there, I'm totally down." So you are one of the people that actually did that, and it turned out to be really well. It ended up being our guest of the year. Promoter wants you over here, one over here. So it's on your move, on your behalf, it's a smart move, you know?
I couldn't agree with you even more, man. Like, what the problem is with people today is they're lazy. You know what I mean? They all want it. They want it, but they don't make the moves. They don't create action. You know what I mean? And for me, any freaking publicity is great publicity. Like you said, you know what I mean? I just did 4 podcasts in the last 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I've done more talking this year than I've done in ever in my life, but I'm trying to stay relevant. I'm trying to get new fans, new promoters, new coworkers. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and I don't mind coming to Cali and kicking Ruben's butt. You know what I mean? You just bring him, I'll bring the Clippers.
Hey, Gino, prior to COVID, how was it working for you to do travel? Were people flying you out here, or were they renting you a car, or were you driving out here? How did that work?
I've been flying and driving. I've been taking all the right precautions. I've been tested, I'd say, at least 3 to 4 times this year for COVID, and it's all negative. I am essential besides my normal job. I've literally gone up and over, you know, just every obstacle imaginable to, like, make sure that my safety is okay, my family, my friends, and my opponents in the ring. I wear gloves. I wear masks. I have hand sanitizer. I just do not. I'm not going to take this lightly. I'm just as scared as everybody is, and I hope everybody does the same. You know what I mean? Let's beat COVID. Let's get over this so we can get back to normalcy and kind of, you know, I want to wrestle just as much as everybody else is. You know, I've handful of matches, but not as many as I'd like to. But I have traveled, you know, from different states, and we've all taken the precautions to keep going. So I'm a little excited for 2021.
Very good. Yeah. And, yeah, Gino, I do want to thank you for coming on the show the both times you did and this time, because normally I book the pro wrestler, and I think Fabi had booked you when you came on. And, again, people had told me, "Oh, I'm not going to go on the podcast because I don't do podcasts. I don't do over the phone." And I'm like, what do you want me to do, like Zoom session you, or do you want me to, like, do it on a GoPro? Like, I don't know what you want. And, like, it's true. It's like the people that I was talking to were, like, these independent wrestlers. Like, you need to get yourself out there. Anything, plug your merch, plug your next coming show, whatever. And they're like, "No, I'm not going to go on." It's like, you could have called me like laying on your back on your cell phone. So you're right. It is a thing of being lazy.
A lot of guys think they've made it already when they're still, you know, working for X amount of dollars in somebody's backyard somewhere, and they think they've made it. I'm going on my 12th year, guys, in January 17th of 2021. and I'm working like it's my first day on the job. And I never lose that mentality. You know what I mean? I always feel like if I make that wrong move, if I don't take this opportunity, somebody is going to take it from me. And, you know, that's my loss. So I take everything, small interviews, little interviews. I'll go to somebody's house and do it. I'll do the Zoom thing. It doesn't matter, man. You know what I mean? I want to get myself out there. I want to make sure everybody knows the name Gino Rivera. Gino told you so.
Yeah, and you would think that especially the pro wrestlers would know that, because there's, you know, shows that I've done where there's 10 people. But it was a show way out there in South Central LA, but what's his name? Kiss from Kiss and Charisma and all them was there. And he's like, hey, man, won't you come over here? And if you work with this person, I think we could do. And then I ended up working with a lot of, like, Lismark and all those guys, the luchadores, through him. So it I'm like, dude, even if there's five people there, there might be somebody there who can see. I get the girls I get, because, you know, the stuff that they go through is ridiculous. Like Taya Valkyrie, I'm like, look, if you're uncomfortable giving me your number, you're more than welcome to call in. You know, we'll just make sure you call in. And then they'll go, okay, cool, you know, or whatever. But some of them, that's a whole different story. But and I get that a lot too with the mixed martial arts guys and the, you know, what it is, where I get them is I'll go, well, look, if you want to come on the show, you could plug your dojo, you could plug your address and your training time so that we can get some more people. And they're like, yeah, okay, cool. You know, you're right. So I'm thinking the same thing with the indie guys. Hey, look, man, I'm not wrestling right now, but I'm going to be here making an appearance at such and such or whatever. So come down and check it out. So that's what I'm saying. And it only just goes to show what Gino and myself and Nicolette Marie are talking about. Whatever you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So anyways, real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're a Wrestle Boss with Fabi Chulo, and we're talking to our Nicolette Marie with me, and we're talking to our pro wrestling guest of the year from 2020. I call him Gino Told You So. I don't know why, and Nicolette will call him Seville Alvarez. What's the name that you want us to call you? Is it, because I always call him Gino.
Either one is however you know me, man. I am both. You know, my mom calls me something else, I answer to that. It doesn't matter. You're talking to the man. You know what I mean? I just want people to know who I am, whether it's my real name or it's Gino. You know, it doesn't matter. I like hearing my own voice. I like hearing people call my name. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Totally fine.
Yeah, it's weird because there's only two people who call me Danny. One is my wife and the other's my mother. Everybody else calls me Fabi. Since 1996, everybody's called me Fabi, so that's what I'm used to. But anyways, real quick before we continue, this is this is a question I wanted to get to before.
I have a question for Gino before he goes to.
Go ahead and give yours, and then I'll give mine after.
Okay. My question, Gino, last time you were on here, too, you went ahead and sent me a message so that I could promote to everybody what you were on, and you were on you had websites for your merch, you had Facebook, you had an Instagram, you had a Twitter. But I noticed on there that you also had a TikTok. Now, I do not have a TikTok app, but what are you doing on TikTok?
I'm dancing. I'm doing the Suavemente. I'm just kidding. No. So on TikTok, guys, I'm a dancer, but I'm not gonna dance for anybody over there. It's oversaturated with little girls and old ladies and everybody just dancing. So I want to do something new. And I noticed there was other wrestlers out there that were promoting their promos. You have a certain amount of time to post something on TikTok. I guess it's like 30 seconds. That's how you can practice a promo, because TV, all you get is 30 seconds to get your point across. And TikTok is like a practice run, right? So that's what I've been doing. I've just been promoting anything and everything wrestling. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a subscriber. You can just, you know, type in Gino Told You So, and you can find pretty much anything and everything. My music, my wrestling, tights, pictures, whatever it is. TikTok is just another app like Instagram, Facebook. So
okay,
I'm using
– that's very good. And that makes sense.
The kids,
because, see,
I mean?
When I see you, pure business. So that's you answered the question extremely right. Because I do see people on there doing, like, almost using it as an OnlyFans platform. And then I see people using it as, like, I took a dump and it smells in the bathroom. So, like, and they're, like, wrestling. And I'm like, I just don't get this. Like, where's that maturity level at? It's like, how many times can we see the Drake lights on, lights off challenge, you know? Okay, so I see what you're using it for. Okay.
Yeah,
but it's
– I've got kids, and I see them searching anything. 10 years of me doing anything embarrassing, so I'm not going to be posting any poop pictures, but you will see a ton of wrestling. That's what it's there for. I'm trying to stay hip. I want to, whatever new app is available, even if I don't know how to use it, I teach myself, because you know, from MySpace, we went to Facebook, Facebook to Twitter, Twitter to Instagram. Like, we got to keep evolving. And there's guys that are still using MySpace, and I don't know how they're doing it, but you got to keep evolving with the support, with the kids to stay relevant.
Yeah, and it's smart to take advantage of free, you know, advertising like that. You know, it makes no sense not to. But real quick, this is what I wanted to ask you before, because this is like going to bring it home. I'm old, man. I've been around for a long time. And this is what I've been doing since the COVID has been over. I mean, has been going on. Hold on a second. So I got to get off the cigarettes.
Are you okay?
I know. I'm
give him some water.
So this was what I, you know, they say you should set a goal and everything like that. So this is what I did. I've been known, and I hate to say comedy because I don't like the word comedy, but I've always been an entertainment style of wrestler. And everybody's like, oh, you know, you don't know how to wrestle, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, I do. I had to train, you know, to get there or whatever. But to me, it's just a little bit boring. I want to put on a show. I want the people to go, hey, I want to come back and see it. So this year, this is what I've been doing. All new gear. working on getting in shape, putting some money away, because this is my plan, and I'm going to tell you this for 2021. I'm going to go to these different companies or whatever, and I'm going to say, who's your best technical wrestler? And they're going to say, it's this guy. I said, okay, I will pay his booking fee if you put him up against me, and we'll go one-on-one. 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want, just to show that I am, you know, because I don't have much time left. I'm old. That I do know how to wrestle, and I can do, you know, chain wrestling or high spots or whatever you want to do. That's my goal for 2021. As soon as all this COVID's over, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to say, look, who's your best technical wrestler? Okay, let's do it. Okay. And then the promoter has nothing to lose. So what about yourself for 2021? What's the main thing that you want to do in 2021? To me, of course, and you've already got to experience it, what, you know, everybody wants to check out WWE or whatever. But right now, as we speak, what's that goal for 2021?
The goal for 2021 is to get that tryout in January and February of 2021 to see if I'm really built enough to actually get the contract. AEW sounds nice and dandy, but it's oversaturated with all the talent. I don't think they've got time for me or the spot for me, but I do feel like I have a better chance with the WWE, and I'm making every effort to possibly by the end of the year of 2021 to, you know, look back and say, I told you so, because I do want to actually go there. There's pretty much, you know, no other option for me right now to go anywhere else. I don't want to go to Impact. New Japan, you know, is New Japan, you know what I mean? You got to go to the school to get in there. And I'm not going to pay $1,500 to get retrained again when, you know, I'm on the pole right now. So I feel like I'm at my best, and WWE is the only thing to look forward to right now. And I have a pretty 99% of, you know, making it. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? I've got the talent. I've got the skills, the mic skills. I'm an entertainer. I used to wrestle. I used to be technical. I used to do high flying. Then I got a little bit older and the aches and pains came around. So I had to figure out another avenue, which is being entertaining. And I wrestle in moments now. I don't need to do all the technical stuff. I proved myself before. And if I got to do it like you, I can prove it any day of the week, but I'd rather go and give somebody a memory and go, when I saw Gino Rivera, when I saw Dino Told You So in the ring, I got my money's worth. So
that's what I'm talking about. That is exactly my point. There's very few wrestlers that I will pay to see, but there's some that I will pay to see, like Marty Scurll. That dude, I think he's got it all. He's entertaining. And then when he wrestled that kid, Nicole Emery, what was his name? Will Ospreay. They put on a show, and I'm like, man, that's what I want. The people to say, oh man, I'm going to come back and see this dude. It was awesome or whatever. So Gino, that's what I'm talking about. He's on the right track, and it just goes to show why he's been getting everybody to know who he is. That's why he's the pro wrestler who had the most buzz about him and became the pro wrestler guest of the year. So let me tell you something too. Your stuff really works, because Nicolette Marie was adamant after we got off of work. She goes, you know what? I have Gino's merch package ready to go. Let's get to the post office. Let's make sure we get it out to him and all that. So it's already on the way. Can you know it, Nicolette?
It is. It should arrive to Gino the day after Christmas. So for all the fans listening, be looking for it. Gino, post it up when
I'm
get it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I got a photo shoot ready to go for it. So trust
me,
you guys
will
see that.
We love people that'll do that. Thank you so much. And I think it'll be our first Puerto Rican model.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, there you go.
We'll definitely put that stuff up. Absolutely. We'll put that stuff up all over, man, because we appreciate it.
I have to tell you something. Now, you were telling Gino that you went out, you've got this new gear that you're putting money aside, that you're going to tell people who's your best technical wrestler, that you've gotten in shape, that you're lifting weight. But I think that the real question is, did you get a new haircut? Because Gino's not going to take you serious if you've had the same haircut. So have you changed it up in the past year?
Heck no. I've had a buzz cut for so long because, at work, you know, I don't have time to do my hair and all that. I'm in a surgical cap all day and all that. I don't have time for that stuff. So I've kept the buzz cut forever. I tried to let it grow out one time, and it just made me look like an older man that I already am. So I'm just going to
– Okay, well, Gino's not going to take you serious.
Bobby, it's okay, bro. Manscaped, we'll just take care of that before the show. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, we definitely look forward to keeping in touch with you.
Yeah.
You know, once all this COVID's over, I will definitely be in touch for sure, because now they want to see that match out here with you and Ruben. So we're definitely going to make sure that that happens out here. So for the people listeners, make sure you check out Gino Told You So, Seville Alvarez, or whatever. He's on all the social media and everything. We'll make sure we put it up on our social media so you can see who our pro wrestling guest of the year was for sure. And
you know,
amen,
I believe that you will do amazing in the business too. I know what you were saying, how you want to go to WWE. I believe that you'll go very far. I believe that you've put in the work. I've seen your work. I think it's amazing. I believe, thank you again so much for coming on Wrestle Boss, and thank you.
Yeah, you did the work,
man. Thank you guys
so much. Anybody else you want to thank or anything like that before we get out of here?
Yeah, every little bit helps, and you guys are very much a part of my success going into the future. I can't thank you guys enough. I feel good. Thanks for my award, and thank you for pretty much my little gift bag that I'm going to get.
It's on the way.
I just want to plug a few things, man.
Go for it.
I'm actually going to be in Vegas in January, in Phoenix in January, in Amarillo, Lubbock, El Paso, all in January of 2021. And I will be touching all cities near you guys. So you guys can all follow me on all social media platforms at Gino Told You So. And if you ever need anything, Favi, hey, I'm one call away. I'm right around the corner, literally.
Yeah.
So
well,
thank you guys so much for everything you do.
We're actually planning a trip out to Albuquerque because I got family out there, and my one of my uncles runs God's Warehouse out there, so he's been asking us to come out there. So if we do, we'll definitely come visit you, and we'll make sure we put all that on video so we can see you in person. How about that?
Yes, please. I could show you different colors and rocks here.
Beautiful. All right, hey, for the people listeners, make sure you check out Gino Told You So, man. He's the 2020 Pro Wrestling Guest of the Year on our show. We look forward to seeing you out here in LA soon. We'll be right back after this. Gino Told You So, everybody. Make sure you check him out.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Yeah, we're about 5 minutes away from having on our MMA / grappling guest of the year. But I think, honestly, Nicolette Marie, Gino Told You So, put in the work, and that's why he you know, he stirred up so much controversy and people talking about him and stuff like that. You know, they always, what do they say in the business? Love or hate me, I don't care. Just we want people in the seats. You know what I mean? Pretty much epitomized that.
And it's like Gino's that type of person too, that like he can say something and like back it up, you know, not like, hey, like, you know, Fabi, you go out there and, you know, you wrestle and do all the heavy lifting and then I'll come in for the finish. You know what I mean? It's like whatever he says, like he's a true man to his word, you know, good for him. That's awesome. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Gosh, I think that before Gino did the move to Albuquerque, I think I saw him a couple times out here. I was there when he talked about when he wrestled Frankie Segura. I remember I was like, I could finish that sentence for him. I remember that, you know,
well,
but,
I've been trying to get Roadhouse on the show for a while because we went to go, and this has happened to me, as you know, a few times. We went to go, I put together a show out there in East LA at that Belvedere Park, or I can't remember whatever the name of it was over there in East LA. And of course, a bunch of people didn't show up. So we had to have a battle royal. And then the only person I had for Roadhouse was Seville Alvarez. Gino told you so. And I said, man, because, you know, Gino's a smaller dude. Roadhouse is a big bruiser, 300 pounds or whatever. And I said, hey, man, can you guys go out there and give me, you know, 15 minutes or whatever? Like, sure. Turned out to be one of the best matches of the show. So it just goes to show you don't know who's going to be able to work well with others. And I was like pleasantly surprised. I was, thank God that these guys, you know, put on a good show and everybody went home happy. So we definitely, that's a thing for 2021. We got to get Roadhouse Vidro on here, because we got to talk about the time that him and I had to set up the ring and Della O got two guys from Home Depot and made the mistake of paying them up front. And when he went to go get hamburgers, they took off. So Roadhouse had to put that ring up by ourselves. So we definitely got to get him on. And they had a good match. I don't know if anybody's got that on tape. I have to pick that up. That's the show, Nicolette Marie, where I was over 300 pounds and you didn't believe me.
I don't believe that. I still don't believe it.
I showed you the pictures. I'm going to have to put those back up so you could see it, because it was just a whole fiasco that day. I ended up wrestling Val Viper one-on-one when we were supposed to have a tag, and then we didn't have a referee, so Robert Acevedo's son refereed because referee didn't show up. But it was like everything that could go wrong went wrong, but it turned out to be one of the better shows.
Bobby, is that Robert Acevedo's son that now trains, and he came down to Ruben's show with Lucy Love? Is that son?
Yes.
Is that the same
and
one?
He's about,
okay, I know who it is.
He's about 6'5" and close to three meals.
Right,
yeah, he's huge. So, yeah, but so it just goes to show, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So definitely look forward to that. But you kind of get what I'm saying with he's not afraid to get out there, man. And there's so – it's like let's put it this way. If you put your fishing line out to a million fish, one's going to bite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what he does. He puts everything out there. Somebody's going to bite. Somebody's going to say, look, we'll come over here or whatever. So my question to you, Nicolette Marie, is in 2021, should we have Ruben back on and see what he says? Because they want to book that show. You know, Michael Parks wants to book that match, and Manny wants to book that match also. So it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, I definitely agree that we should. And, you know, remember, too, if we can't do a Tuesday podcast, we know where Ruben's living at. We can always go over there to close to him. I can record you guys live on air. We can go live. Yeah.
Yeah, just take the cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we won't get police called on us, because you got to go through a gate and we piggybacked off of somebody and all the neighbors are like, what is this dude doing or whatever. So we're like, we know Ruben. We'll be in and out. So we'll definitely have to go do that. I think that's the match that a lot of people are going to want to see. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. I'll shoot our next guest a text to let him know that we're ready for him. We'll come back and we'll continue with our MMA grappling guest of the year. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
Have you seen the new mask that they have over at luchacentral.com?
No, I have not.
Well, first of all, you're the one who enlightened me on the one with Pedro Aguayo and Onan from
Yes. See, I thought you were talking like mascara, like the lucha mask. Do they have new ones of those too?
Oh. Yeah, they do. They put out a different Rey Fenix, and I mean, they got a ton, and they can't keep them on the shelves. I mean, they sell so fast. Kevin's constantly on the social media saying, "Hey, man, we're out of this, but we're making this one. We got this one." So you definitely got to go to lucha-mask.com to check everything out, because they have quite a bit of stuff. I speaking of that, as we were at the break, Nicolette Marie just hooked me up with the Santino Brothers mask, and I didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah, you know, I was going to save it for you for Christmas, but then I was like, hey, if we're doing, like, giveaways tonight, and we had on, like, an amazing guest, Gino, I was like, let me do a giveaway, like, here tonight. So, yeah, I actually ran over to Fabio's Santino Brothers mask. I ordered it during their Black Friday sale, and unfortunately, they had the same design, but since I'm able to print my own stuff, I was like, I'm going to make mine different than Fabi's. So I put a red star on mine, and Fabi has a plain Santino Brothers one. Really good deal they were having. Be looking for their deals. Santino Brothers always been good to us. Every show we've went to, they've always been like, no, you guys, don't worry about getting it. And I'm like, Fabi, that's so embarrassing. We're going to watch the show for free. But another thing, too, really quick story. Me and Fabi went to a show when the main event was Rocky Romero and Tyler Bateman, and Brody King was still working at Santino Brothers, and Fabi was like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with Rocky. I'm going to go over here. And I was like, okay. So I kind of stayed back, like, with my friends, and then my friends, like, had to go wrestle. Brody King was done with his match, and he stood in front of me, and I'm like, I can't see the match, you know? And I'm like, well, I got in for free. I'm like, and I'm not going to tell Brody King, like, excuse me, sir, could you please move? He's going to be like, what? So I'm like, okay, I'll just, like, look on my phone really quick. I'm not going to say anything. But I couldn't see over Brody King. You know how big he is?
Yeah, and he's even bigger now.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I heard that he had a really amazing match. I didn't get to see it, but.
Yeah, it's at the pay-per-view, and it was luckily they had a good match, because it was, you know, it was touch and go, man. I'm glad that for putting the money out that they saved it. But you know, I'm telling you, man, I think they should put that belt on him. He looks like a man amongst boys. He's so big, and he can move and all that. He does. And you know, Rush gave him a run for his money, but he's just too much for him, man. So I definitely think that they should do a little bit more with him. But let's go ahead and call our guest real quick. Hopefully he's ready to roll. I'm going to shoot this dial real quick, and we'll talk about some MMA, some grappling, and of course, some wrestling.
Hello.
Hey, JT, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBoss. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing?
Good to hear you. Real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're live on WrestleBoss with Fabi Chulo. And, of course, even though it's going to be her last night for a while, it's going to take some time, 1,000% knockout Nicolette Marie. And our guest, who is our 2020 MMA/grappling guest of the year, John Thomas. John, first of all, John, it's supposed to be a surprise, and I saw that you posted that you were going to be on, which is cool. We just wanted to make sure that the people didn't get too much ahead of it. So when we announced that we were having our grappling guest of the year, so real quick before I talk to you and tell you about what's going on or whatever, Nicolette Marie, say hi to John Thomas.
John Thomas, thank you so much for coming on the show once again, and thank you so much for you definitely deserved for our MMA Pro Wrestler of the Year. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
I got to tell you, man, it's when we were talking and all that about, you know, the year end show and all that. Well, the way we did it was the people who we got the most feedback from, positive or negative, because believe me, our pro wrestler that we had on was both positive and negative. But I think what put people over the edge and why I got so many messages and so many emails and stuff asking about John Thomas and where he's training and where, you know, does he have his own school and, you know, is he going to compete again and all that, was because, when we were talking, I said, hey, I always, when there's somebody I need to go to, that's who I call. If I said, well, you know what, I think Gary Lee Tonin is probably the best no-gi or whatever. Well, you know what, let me ask John Thomas or whatever. So I think that's what kind of took it over the top. But, you know, I'm telling you, man, I don't know if you realize how much people kind of take what you say and not so much implement it into their, you know, their game plans or their life, but they listen, they go, oh yeah, that's right. You know, if I do shoot that double when I got the gi on, I'm going to be okay. You kind of get what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man, I do understand what you're saying. And, you know, one of the reasons I enjoy the show so much is I started getting feedback, you know, people messaging me and asking questions. And it's kind of crazy, man, with, you know, some of the recent success from that last fight. But, you know, this makes me happy to hear, man, because, you know, I love the grappling game. I love the MMA. I love grappling MMA. And if there's anything I can do to help someone grow or implement something in their game, I'm all for it.
Yeah. And here's the thing that, you know, I've always been an advocate for Lucha Libre. You know, I like pro wrestling. I've done it for years. But the thing is I want it to be, you know, people make so much fun of it, and I want them to know that it's a sport. And then when I started, you know, training jiu-jitsu, and then I started working for King of the Cage, it blossomed into that. Because one thing that I've always wanted to do is to make sure that people take the sport of MMA, grappling, jiu-jitsu, you know, serious, and it be, you know, a very professional sport. Like, you know, when you watch football and they go to the halftime and everybody's in a nice suit, you know, when they're at the table, it's very professional. That's the way, you know, I want it to be for MMA, because, you know, you already have this reputation of like being an animal, or you have to be this crazy guy that's just, you know, nuts and crazy and, you know, has to fight and all that. But I just want them to see the professional side of it. You kind of get what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. And it's funny you say animal, because I was training for MMA back in 2012. And I remember taking a lot of leg kicks, man, like to my knees. And I was just thinking about, like, at that time, the camo was real popular. You know, you didn't get paid, but they sold, you know, you sell tickets, but you don't get paid. And I'm like, man, these people are making money off me, but I'm not making any money. I'm taking these leg kicks and, you know, elbows and training the knee to the body. And I'm just, and that's kind of what made me, you know, back off of it a little bit. But at the end of the day, you're right. It is. It's a promotion. It's a show. It's entertainment. And, you know, it needs to be taken seriously, honestly.
Yeah, that's – and when I was working for King of the Cage, and we used to – they used to – because it's very hot up there because they got so much lights and stuff on you. They used to let us wear like the little mock turtleneck or whatever with your sport coat and everything. But once they got the contract with you, with the UFC, because they wanted to use a lot of the archived footage, because like that's where Ronda started and Quentin Jackson and everybody, he said, hey, you know, we got the contract I want everybody in a coat and tie from now on. I want to make sure that we're professional. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, man. I just want to be professional. And this is, and you can give me your opinion on this, because I don't want to act like I'm this great guy or whatever, but that's the point I'm trying to make. Is I give Bruce Buffer a lot of slack, because I don't like the screaming and the yelling, because it's not about you. You know what I mean? It's not, I'm there to make sure you guys get out there. Like I want to make sure, you know, we get your record right and your name and blah, 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 whatever. Because sitting at that cage and seeing what people go through and taking the hits and, you know, I seen people get just knocked smooth out and stuff and had blood. I'm like, dude, I'm not taking one punch. It is not about me. It's about these guys.
Yeah.
So when I talk about professionalism, I'm talking about it from there. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. And that, you make a valid point. You know, it's you saying, you know, it's not about you. It's about these guys that's going out here putting it all on the line. And, you know, these gloves are way smaller than boxing gloves. And, you know, these elbows to the head and stuff like that, man, it's serious, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people criticize people like John Jones. And you know, to me personally, when I look at him, I kind of think that maybe he's probably taking too many hits, and people are like, oh, he don't really get hit that much, but you get hit a lot in training, and I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, how much damage you're taking in training, you know?
Yeah, and I think now they're starting to come to the limelight a little bit, because since this COVID, there's no crowd, so you do hear, you know, quite a bit more. And oh, man, when I first saw somebody take a punch right up under the rib cage, and just hurt it and then just fold up, it's like, oh my God, this guy's going to be hurting. So this is what I'm saying. That's why I just want it to be, you know, a professional. And when I talk to people like John Thomas and all that, they're like the epitome of professional. Same thing. They just want to make sure that, because they didn't, people, a lot of people didn't think, well, I'm going to be honest with you, I was one of them. I thought, you know, I'm a wrestler. You have to have your wrestling to take the guy down, you know, and then work on your jiu-jitsu so that you could submit him and everything. So, like, I wasn't a big believer in judo. But when I went to Giovanni's and he had this little dude tossing me, you know, big time, I thought, man, I became a believer. And then when you were talking about Muay Thai, I said, you know, I think I want to take one of these kicks because, they can't hurt that. Dude, I took a couple to the shin, but then with the kick pad on, I took one to the side of my, like, I don't know, kidney shot or whatever. I thought I was going to freaking die, you know? So you have to get in there and experience it to see what I'm talking about. Cause you know, you got them computer guys that are like, oh, he should have got up or whatever. You kind of get that too. You kind of get that where I'm coming from.
Yeah, yeah. There was a kid, Savant, that I trained, and he was like 3-1 under me in MMA, amateur MMA, and he didn't have shin guards on, and I did. And he checked one of my kicks one night, and I really thought that I had like an Anderson Silva type shin injury.
Yeah.
Like it was a big lump.
I remember that fight with the leg snap.
That's wicked. Yeah.
Yeah, and imagine, like, I have padded shin guards on, and he did it, you know. And this kid take it serious. He kicked trees. He beats his shin with, like, a club and stuff. And it's a theory to it, the way it calloused. But the whole point I want to make is, like, it's not fun. You do this on a daily basis. Like, you have to have a different mindset, you know, to compete like this. You know, I got switch kicked one time. The same kid, he kept throwing leg kicks, and I went to check a leg kick. And when I lifted my leg to check the leg kick, he came over top with a switch kick, and it bounced off my forehead. And it was my first time ever being rocked. And, it's kind of like the movies, except, like, I just saw, like, a rainbow spectrum of colors. Like, I saw all different colors, and I couldn't really see in front of me. And this was just training. Like, I wasn't even getting ready for a fight. I'm just training him, you know. And I was like, I don't think you can pay me enough for this.
Yeah, and I think that's why I have so much respect, you know, for the fighters. And it's so different when it's somebody you know in the cage. You know, it's just really different. But real quick, for the people listeners, you're here. You're at Wrestle Boss with Fabi Chula. I got my co-host Nicolette with me, and we're talking to the 2020 MMA/grappling guest of the year, John Thomas. This is real quick. I was training jiu-jitsu and all that, and then when I was training with Dale, he says, "Look, man, you might want to start getting into competing, like maybe Grappler's Quest or something." He goes, "Because then you can see how your skills are coming along." He said, "Because it's a lot different when you're." When you're training with somebody, even though you're going hard, you might, you know, but it's different when you're competing because you're going to go all out. You're not going to, you know, hold back at all or whatever. So I did a few, and then I got as far as the finals of one Grappler's Quest, and I lost. The guy was huge. He was like 6'5 or whatever, and I got tired. I could feel the lactic acid building up in my muscles, and I panicked. Mm-hmm. And when I panicked, he took me down and put me right in the guillotine. And it was funny because it was – for some reason, it was Herb Dean that was doing the jiu-jitsu for Grappler's Quest, and he stopped the fight, and he says, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. You know, I have to stop the fight because I don't want anybody to get hurt." I go, "Honestly, dude, I was seeing speckles, and I think I was going out anyways." So I trained my hardest, man, and I went back, and I trained and trained and trained. Went back the next year, took my wife. I think we have it on DVD. I have to put that out. And I ended up meeting the same guy in the finals. And I said, okay, now I can redeem myself. But the same thing happened, man. I got tired or whatever, and he started to push me back. And when I got off balance, he shot in and took me right down right before the end, and he won on points. So that's always stuck with me. I thought, man, I got so close, and I just couldn't do it. I wanted that Grappler's Quest so bad, but I couldn't do it. So now I'm 55, and both hips are replaced and all that. So I'm thinking, well, look, since you know, I'm at this age, what I would like to do is to go to some of these different dojos and just work with them and put that on tape. Hey, look, man, can you show me, this is what happened to me. Show me what I should have done or whatever. That's my goal for 2021. Cause you know, I want to take the cameras down and do that. Now yourself, who's doing so well, what's the future 2021 for John Thomas? Because we got so many of these grappling tournaments now that are doing really well. What's the goal for you in 2021?
So my main goal is to try my best to keep my academy up and running. I just partnered with Noah Tillis from Whittier, Tillis BJJ. If you guys get a chance, please check them out. Noah's been a longtime friend of mine. He's fought MMA, he's fought in Bellator. Really good guy to train with, really nice guy, really professional. My main goal is that I want to keep my academy going. That way I can not work full-time because I'm back working full-time now, and I forgot how taxing this is. And as you can see, I'm still CrossFitting, you know, three times a week. I'm still training jiu-jitsu a couple of days a week, drilling, doing everything I can on top of working full-time. And it's, you know the grind, you know. It's kicking my butt, man. But I'm dying to get back on competition. And right now with the way things are going, traveling to Texas – is not realistic to me. I signed up for the Grappler Quest in Vegas, but they just canceled it. Or Naga, it was a Naga in Vegas that was coming up January 7th, and they just canceled it. So I'm itching and dying to get back on the competition scene, man. I neglected Gi too, competition-wise, the last couple of years. I focused heavily on no Gi. So I want to get back in both Gi and no Gi and not neglect Gi so much moving forward. But I'm dying to get back on that big stage, man. Someone sent me my whole fight from that fight to win. I never had the entire fight. I just had, like, the clips or the highlight clips. And, man, it gave me chills. I could hear my students and friends chanting. When I changed levels, if you listen closely on the one blast double, as soon as I changed levels, you could hear people going nuts because anybody who knows me knows that's my trademark. It was just unreal. And then listening to the announcers announce and stuff like that, it was unreal, man. And this is my, you know, that fight was months ago, but I'm just now seeing the bigger picture of it. And as you can see, I've been grinding hard, man. As soon as they bring competition back this way, I'm all for it. And I overheard you saying that you want to grapple, man. You know, you're more than welcome to drop by sometime. And, you know, if you have any questions or anything, you know, I'd love to show you whatever I can show you. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I want to take that. We have all the equipment. Everything's ready to go so that we could put it up on our social media. And also, you know, I've been talking to Scotty from On the Mat because I worked for him for 9 years. And he's like, look, man, once this COVID's over, I would like to do maybe like a satellite radio or something, you know, because I want to keep it going. I'm like, absolutely, man, because that's what kept us separated us from the other shows is we go to the dojo and tape it and put it out there so people could see it. So we definitely – John Thomas is definitely one of the people that we want to go down and check that out. So that blast double that you've had up for a while is just awesome. I must have watched it 40 times. It's just like, boom. And it's just – I think it's awesome. It sucks with this COVID because right about now is when, you know, the collegiate wrestling is hitting its stride and stuff like that. I don't know about you, John, but I have a bucket list. And my bucket list is to go see Penn State against Iowa, either at Hawkeye – arena or Penn State. I don't care. I just want to see the dual matchup with them. I got really close with King of the Cage. We were in Nebraska and we were just like a hop, skip and a jump over from seeing it, but they wouldn't let us stay an extra day. We had to go home. So I was that close, but that's on my, you got a bucket list with anything like that?
I don't, you know, I just, my thing is I want one of those fight to win belts. I need one of those for my collection and I want to get on their rankings. I thought for sure I would be close by now, but, you know, COVID had other plans for everybody.
Yeah.
But my main goal is to get back on that fight to win stage, man. I don't put this out there too much, but I originally grew up watching pro wrestling, and I love pro wrestling. I love ECW. I love Bret Hart and them. I love, you know, Razor Ramon, Scott Hall. And when I went to high school wrestling, I was naive. I thought it was real wrestling. And when I started wrestling, you know, I was like, okay, this is, you know, this is not the same, but I was naturally good at it. And then with the fight to win stage, that's for me personally, that's as close as I get to being a pro wrestler. I got my entrance music, I come out, I'm on the stage, I got the fans, you know, and that event was surreal, man. So I need to get back on the fight to win stage. And I'm willing to take all the small tournaments, whatever I need to compete, get back on that stage, and I need to get one of those belts, man. I have to have one.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. And just being from that wrestling grind and all that, you know what it's all about. You know, once you get in that mode and they say, yeah, this is, we're set, we're going to put you here. It just, something clicks, man. You just start working and get ready to go. But I'll tell you what, I've got two companies that I work for, Big House Promotions and then United Wrestling Council. I have one show that's booked and ready to go in Torrance as soon as the COVID's over, and one that's booked and ready to go in L.A., at a church that's huge. So you can bring the family. You will definitely be the VIP for when we have those two shows, and you can come down and check out the Pro Wrestling Lucha Libre as soon as we get that stuff together as the winner of the 2020 Guest
Bobby,
of the Year. Would you agree, Nicolette?
Too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bobby, did you see when John Thomas said, you know, I'm in the gym, I'm working out, you know how the grind is, okay? And when I told John, hey, John, you won, he was like, I said, I have a black T-shirt, I can do a black muscle tank top. He goes, I'll take the muscle tank top. Now, we've had people come on before and, you know, oh, can I order a shirt? And I said, well, here at Wrestle Boss, we actually like you to have muscles. And you see John Thomas qualified for that muscle tank top.
Yes.
It was earned. It was not given.
I'm going to be honest. If that tank top was a 2X, I would have took it because it came
and
out.
You have muscles.
Really nice. It's an original. It's like an original because we usually do like just basic black and white or red or whatever. But this one came out really nice. So we're going to actually, I don't know. I know you're close. So we would like to bring it to her. You could stop by and pick it up so we can get a picture of it. We'll keep in touch whenever you have free time. We definitely like to take it to you, or you can come over here and pick it up because we got the muscle tank and we got some buttons and some stuff as our winner for 2020. So definitely whenever you're ready, just let me know and we'll hook that up. All right, my friend.
Okay, that sounds perfect. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. And for the people listeners, make sure you check out John Thomas, man. He keeps everybody up to date on his social media, you know, with where he's training and everything like that. And it's only a matter of time till we get past this COVID. They're going to start opening up a lot of these tournaments, and then he's just going to be out there, man, doing damage. But for me, and I think I could speak for Nicolette Marie, it was just it's a pleasure to have you on. It's good to have somebody that I can go to, you know, when I have questions about stuff like that and all that. And we definitely look forward, you know, to checking you out in 2021 doing some damage. All right, my friend.
Sounds good. And once again, the pleasure is all mine, and I appreciate being on the show. Nicolette and Fabio, thank you guys both. I appreciate it.
You got
thank
it.
You.
For the people listening, make sure you check out John Thomas. We'll be right back to wrap up everything. John, I'll talk to you soon. All right, my friend?
Okay. Take care, my friend. You guys have a good one.
All right. See you soon.
Lucha-Mask.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited luchacentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com, always use your head.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBoss with Bobby Chulo.
Hey, now that the people know who our winners are, the one for John Thomas, was that the black with the gold lettering, or that was yours?
Yes. No. Yeah, that's black and gold. That's the thing, yeah. too. Like, you know how you're like, are you backed up on orders? Like, even for me, I only have one pink and black tank top, and I was like, I wanted a women's shirt, so, like, I had to make myself one that was a black T-shirt, and I made it with pink writing to go with some shoes that I just bought. So, yeah, John Thomas got a large black muscle tank top, and he actually has muscles to wear it with, so we highly encourage that when it comes to modelingers.
Let me tell you something. Once the people see that gold over black, I think that's going to surpass the red over black, because I was like, dude, that pops. I have a silver one, what's like silver glitter, and that one pops, but the gold, it's just gold. It's not all glittery. That one really pops. I was like, man, that's John Thomas. And I was like, dang it. So I knew it was a larger one. So I knew that wasn't going to fit. So, but for the people listeners, you're here at WrestleBoss Live. Big year, end of the year show. I got to tell you, man, Gino told you so. And of course, John Thomas, the two winners, had the most buzz about him and people asking and stuff like that. That's why we picked him. So we're hoping next year we could do the same thing. Hey, this is a vehicle to get your stuff out there. Nicolette Marie, when I do the live broadcast and I post, I always put, look, man, if you're a bodybuilder, a power lifter, a wrestler, judo, jujitsu, karate, come down, man. We'll talk and we'll get you out there, man. I respect all, martial arts and sports and stuff like that. So, we've been to Metroflex, and we've had people like Tanya Moore and stuff on, and they, we talk bodybuilding. Everybody wants to get in shape and all that. And of course, the people from NutriShop. So definitely look forward.
Bobby, two events that I do every year are always, I do Gay Pride. I always go to Pride and I pay to get in, I'm a huge supporter of that. And then for me and you, every year we go to the Fit Expo, and we were going to go to, I think we were going to try to go to Long Beach, because I think at LA it's like at the convention center, and like,
yes,
parking is ridiculous, and you're like walking. I even talked to Chris Bay. This is how long ago it was we were planning on going, because I was like, hey, are you going to be there? Because he had went to another Fit Expo. Do you remember that? And he won like the pull-up contest or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I should be there in August. He was like, but hit me up before then. He was like, because I'll know my schedule, blah, blah. And then, like, he got signed Impact, and I was like, yeah, I take it he's not going. But it got canceled because of COVID, But, again, I wanted to go to Fit Expo, so hopefully we can go. I'm thinking, gosh, now 2022, because I already heard – that's another sad story I heard, too. I heard that Lucha Expo is leaning towards going virtual again for 2021. So I'm also thinking that Fit Expo is going to follow behind them. But when Fit Expo does come back and it's in the Long Beach, LA area, Fabi and I will definitely be there. And I'm going to pay to stand in line to meet Joey Swole, because I really like him.
Yeah, I would like to go too. And we always have a good time. And it's funny because, like, when I was with On the Mat, we at the Mr. Olympia, they had a big jiu-jitsu tournament and stuff like that. So when I went to go talk to the guys, like, at Venice Beach, they're like, what? We don't do MMA. I go, no, man, it's wide open. I go, we have a working relationship with the Mr. Olympia, because they, they do the jiu-jitsu and the grappling there. I said, so we'll get you on. Oh, okay. So it's
even
wide open.
I tell females, I reach out to females, and I'm like, hey, if you're going to come on the show, just DM me before. If there's anything we can't talk about, I don't want to be like, hey, remember when you used to date? So, no, don't bring that up. Feel like one of my guy friends came on, and he was like, hey, he's like, I know that sometimes we talk like on a personal level, just don't bring up like, my parents. And I was like, oh, no, I wasn't going to bring that up. Hey, remember their divorce? I wasn't going to say anything like that. So,
everybody reach out to us. Yeah, we would never do that.
I even tell people, hey, if you want me to bring up your match, I'll do it. Yeah, we wouldn't want that to happen to us. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, again, WrestleBoss has had an amazing year this year, you guys. Merch, did so well, and I can't thank everybody enough. Everybody that listened, even everybody that goes back on the next day and listens. And sometimes Fabi and I are able to see the viewers that listen, and we're like, wow, like, we've unfortunately lost contact with people, but it's so cool that people come back and listen to our show, because it helps us out. So if you guys can't support us for any reason in the locker room, but you can support and listen to our show, we definitely appreciate it. It helps us out so much. And that's another thing, too, guys, with COVID coming up and everything, and people, losing gigs and all that and stuff, too. If any friendships can be rekindled, rekindle them, Anybody who needs a match, or, you need somebody, to help you out, and there's advice you can get from Fabi, reach out to us. We'll help everybody out.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're here for. But, hey, I'm going to be honest, it was touch and go, man. We're about to shut it down because, we got so much going on, and with this COVID and the working and stuff like that. But it was Kevin who said, hey, man, the people still, want to hear the show. You don't have to do it every Tuesday. If you want to tape it, we can put it out and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. So just to hear that, I'm like, yeah, man, let's keep going. Then when you get people like John Thomas and Gino and stuff on like that, it makes it worthwhile, because, the people are listening and they are getting getting the stuff out from them or whatever. But Nicolette Marie, wish you the best of luck for sure.
You'll be
even though you'll be with us in and out or whatever, we wish you the best of luck. You can check out Nicolette Marie on her social media. We got a lot of shows coming up. Even though with the COVID, some Orange County stuff that we're working on, and I got a bunch of stuff in the works, so you definitely want to keep posted. I will be back. We're going to take a couple of weeks off for the holidays, but I shouldn't say we because Nicolette Marie's going to be gone, but I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. But we definitely, in 2021, are going to bring it back even bigger and widen it up a little bit more. Candy Girl, if you're listening, I'm going to give you a call.
Yes.
Let me know what's up, man.
Bobby, let me give three shout-outs real quick. Three shout-outs. I just want to thank three people really quick. One, when the COVID first hit, I reached out to an independent wrestler. I know I've told this story like a bunch of times, but since it's our end-of-the-year show, I want to say it one more time. I reached out to somebody. Bobby and I were looking for Lucha Mask, and I normally kind of like handle all that like stuff or whatever, and saw this independent wrestler on Instagram, and I messaged him, and I was like, hey, I was like, are you selling these? And he was like, yeah, 2 for $30. And I was like, okay, hit him up. And I said, this is, you know, my PayPal and everything. And he said, okay, got my address. And a luchador showed up on our doorstep, and come to find out, it was Ray Leon, who is now really good friends with us. And him
nice
and I kind of, you know, very nice. Him and I talked and stuff too, and, you know, like my broken Spanish, you know, and his broken English and everything. And we did a lot more orders off of him, but I was the first female to work with him to model the mask for him. And then Kevin Kleinrock posted a tweet, and he was like, who's selling Lucha masks? And I said, hey, I just tweeted about this. I just tweeted support your local independent wrestler and help out. Because at that time, there was no gigs. You were not – none of the independent wrestlers were working. And
right.
Kevin messaged me back, and he's like, who is it? Like, who was it? And I was like, at Ray Leon, and I, like, tagged him in it. And he was like, I'm going to hit him up right now. And I was like, okay. And then so I, like, messaged Ray really quick, and I was like, Ray, listen. I was like, Kevin Kleinrock's going to hit you up. I was like, so, you know, it's about regarding mask. And he was like, thank you so much, Nicole. And then he, like, messaged back a couple weeks, and he was like, dude, my sales, like, skyrocketed. And I was like, cool, like, I can help you out. You can help me out, you know. And then we started working cards with Ray, and he was like, he came up to me, and he was like, here. Like, he gave me this huge, like, merch bag, and he was like, I just want to tell you thank you so much. So, you know, when you can help people like that, it definitely helps. And second thing, too, was when I got to work with you, Favi, for WrestleBoss, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show. And then the third thing, too, was I had lost a lot of – because not only – you know, and I always tell people, I'm a fan of wrestling before I'm a wrestler. Like, people are like, get in the ring, you know, and I'm like, I'm a fan of wrestling. And then somebody will ask me to work with them, you know.
Right.
And, you know, everybody – I'm not saying I'm great, but people ask me to work with them. I never say, like, hey, can I work with you or can I do this? And I never pitch an idea. I sit back and I'm like, if you want me to do something, you let me know. You know, people have always approached me. And but I also do modeling on the side too, right? And I wasn't getting a lot of modeling gigs because nobody was shooting or anything because of COVID. It was too much to have that many people on set to, like, try on clothes, take them off. We don't know what came from your house, what came from our house. And, right? Okay. And
we don't know if you have free underwear.
I know. If you're wearing any, yeah. That's another story. But and I closed out the year with Nerds Clothing one more time, and I had worked with Nerds maybe 2 years ago. And then I was able to work with them at the end of the year. So I definitely appreciate it. I was thankful this year for Ray Leon, for WrestleBoss, and for Nerds Clothing at the end of the year. And everybody in between. Like I said, like I remember Hardest let us work with him, RGR Productions, RJ Productions, RJ99, Nunez. So we were definitely thankful for that.
Yeah, it was cool. And me personally, I got to thank RJ too, because RJ, you know, everybody gives him a hard time, but he was always like, I'm the first one he calls, hey, bro, if you want to come down and work for me or whatever, he gets a lot of slack, but it's pretty cool. But we appreciate it. We look forward to 2021 for sure. And it just mushrooms, because I'm, you know, as your father, when we were out there, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to put Nicolette in the finish. We'll hit her with a clothesline, but and they're like, I hate to pull the curtain back too much. We're like, no. Let's have her do this. Get her involved in this. Have her do this and have her do that. And all that. So the wrestlers know that you could, you know, take a bump or whatever. So now they're starting to go, okay, well, let's have her do this.
Right.
And but if you look at some of the pictures we put up, and I got to put this out there, because when I was holding Zodiacal, I was telling you to hit him, and you, man, I was like, lay them suckers in. And you wouldn't lay them in. So when we got in the ring, I had to just blast everybody.
And Fabi, let me say this too, because I want to give you a huge shout out too, okay? Fabi and I have always worked together, and a lot of people try to give us slack about it, blah, blah, you know, like, hey, you only get bookings because of your dad, and or people will be like, hey, I only booked you, you know, because I wanted to see you, or I only booked your dad because I wanted to see you, whatever, okay? But anyway, so when I had gotten sick in July, I wasn't medically cleared to come back, and I even thought, like, oh, my gosh, that's it for me. Like, I'm never going to work again. Like, I got gear coming in. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I don't want to be on the sidelines, you know, forever. And I finally got medically cleared, and I got asked to work two shows with different people. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give the shows when I come back to Favi. Like, I want to work them with him. And along the way, Favi and I lost a few friends, and it sucked. But at the end of the year, look at who we worked with. Me and Favi work together, you know? And so that's why Favi and I always stick together. Right now on this show, it's me and Favi. And so it will always be us, you know, yeah, we're going to have Candy Girl come sit in. I appreciate if she can take over, you know, but for me, and Favi works luchas by himself, whatever, but it's always me and Favi. Like, if people call me and like, hey, can you come work? I'm like, hey, can I bring my dad? You know, and they're like, yeah. Or some people are like, well, and then you kind of know too that it's a scam when people are like, well, we just want to see you. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, because I know my work, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, no, I can't work that show. It's not me being rude, you know, but it's just like, no, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
But please tell the people I am not easy on you at all. I mean, I tell her, and that's what happened. If you see the picture, when she wasn't laying them in, I just blasted them both. It looked like the bull in the china shop, because I'm just going, and you just see Zodiac Island and Nicolette going out the sides, because I had to blast them, man, because they weren't laying them in. So I'm definitely not easy. I'm more hard on her than I am on anybody else. But hey, hopefully this COVID's going to pass. 2021 will be, you know, looking much better. We'll keep it rolling here on WrestleBoss. We'll keep everybody informed on the show and as far as bookings and stuff like that. I only got, to me, only one more year, because I'm hurting as it is. So that's what I want to do. Like I was talking to Gino, you know, do some of these shows one-on-one with some of these wrestlers. Like I'll tell you who's got to be tops on my list, only because I've worked with them before, and he's a great wrestler. One of them is Durango, for sure. He's on the list. Robbie Phoenix, I already wrestled. So maybe Joey Munoz, Joey Chaos from Santino Brothers. So there's a few people that I want to work one-on-one with. So we're going to make it happen within this next year, as soon as this COVID's over. So we definitely look forward to that. Nicolette Marie, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
In your future endeavors. But we will keep everybody posted, because we do have, you know, a few bookings here and there. I will see everybody in about 2 weeks. And hopefully this COVID's over, and we'll be seeing everybody soon. Any last words before we get out of here, Nicolette Marie?
No, just thank you again, Favi, for bringing me on, and thank you. And like I said, it'll always be you and I, you know. I know, you know, the shows that I'm talking about that they asked me to work, and I said no. And a lot of people, too, always tell me, to, you didn't get booked. And I'm like, really? Because I have a screenshot right here. So, you know, and anybody, too, listening, too, if you want to book Favi on his own, you can.
There's always going to be haters, no matter what. There's always going to be people who are haters or say, oh, you got this because of this or whatever. It never goes without that, but we ain't worried about it, because we're just going to keep it moving.
Forward. Anybody who wants to order a shirt, WrestleBoss shirt, Nicolette by Nature, I still have high-risk shirts. I have high-risk masks. If anybody wants to order anything, contact me or Favi. We both have PayPal. We accept that. We accept cash, too, if you see us at any shows. Any toy drives that are going on, too, and any show that's going on, too, we always do giveaways. So fly us down, jump the highest, wave your hands like crazy, and we'll see.
And
you
when
know?
when you see that gold, I'm telling you, you're going to like, well, my favorite was the orange. I had the orange over black, but at the last show, I Alondra Campos has been there for a while, and I'll tell you in Spanish, se me quita mi camisa porque esta es una persona que yo soy. You know, I was like, hey, this is the only one I have, but I'll give it to you. And she's like, okay, no problem. So I gave it. So I do need another orange over black or whatever. But now that I see that gold over black, I'm leaning towards that way. So make sure you check them out on Nicolette Marie's social media, and we'll see everybody here in
Thank
2 weeks.
Everyone.
All right, appreciate it. Talk to you
Bye-bye.
Soon. Bye.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.